AAPC gamers, this is Peter Arulian. We are here at E3. We are just outside the LA Convention Center. We're in the Razer booth. Razer has made some really great announcements, and we're going to talk with Kevin Sather, who's going to take us through some of the new products. Kevin?
Yeah, great to have you here again.
Yeah, thanks for your time. Start us with the refresh you've done on the Stealth.
Yeah, definitely. So the announcement we have on the notebook side today around the Stealth, we refreshed it with a larger screen. So we have a 12.5-inch version, still a current model with the 4K screen. We increased the screen on the new version to 13.3-inch, so we were able to reduce the bezels by 50%, keeping the same small form factor that the Stealth's been known for.
And for folks who don't know, Razer has this really great configuration of the Stealth with the Core, which is over here to my right. It's the ability to sort of have a very thin and light device that you can take with you into the office, take with you easily on the plane. But then when you get home and you want to sort of gear up to do some real PC gaming with AAA titles, you've got this Core device that you can put a really high-end GPU in. Pair those together, and then you're off to the races, right?
Yeah, totally. And you know, with this design, I wanted to show this also. This is a new color we announced today. So first time ever we've done a color variation on a Razer notebook. Traditionally, always black, still CNC'd aluminum, still same great build quality, but with a gunmetal finish and a different logo treatment.
That's
so instead
cool.
of the glowing green logo, you get a more stealthy logo on it. So it's a tone-on-tone treatment. And we also did, instead of the green USB ports, went with more traditional black color.
Yeah, it's an elegant design. And this configuration is actually something that's becoming more popular. And in a lot of ways, Razer's leading the way in this form factor. But that's not the only thing that you're talking about here,
that's right.
This new news. One of the things you've announced is a new headset. Tell us about the Thresher.
Yeah, so this is the Thresher Ultimate, just announced here at E3. So it's our new wireless headset for consoles, so both for the Xbox, but also great for Windows 10, so you can do PC gaming or consoles. Super comfort, designed for long game sessions, so it's wireless. Battery's going to get you about up to 16 hours of play time, so it'll get you through at least one full day of gaming, depending on how hard you game.
They're really comfortable.
Super comfortable, super great quality on the signal as well.
So I don't know if you can see this. You guys have a proprietary wireless pairing protocol, right?
It's 40 meters in range.
Oh, that's great. One of the things that's great about this product is Microsoft's own gaming strategy is to build services and experiences that move between the console and the PC. What Razer's doing is they're starting to build accessories with their sort of engineering excellence that'll straddle both too. So they become great partners for us in our own strategy for how we take gaming to both console and PC gamers.
Yeah, definitely. We're excited to see that kind of come together of the console and the PC side, and we're happy to have products that can satisfy them.
Now the last thing, and this isn't brand new news, but I think it's important for folks who may not have heard about it. You had a refresh to your Pro, right?
Yeah,
within
Razer
the last
Blade
few
Pro.
Months. Tell us
yeah,
a little about
so we
that.
We just refreshed that about 2 months ago, I believe it was. So what we wanted to do with that, we launched it last fall as the desktop in your laptop. It was designed to be a desktop replacement, but still under an inch thin. So what we did in the refresh was we put in a stronger CPU, so a new 7th gen Intel CPU, and we're able to overclock that CPU now to get even more performance.
Tell us a little about the screen on that one.
Yeah, so the screen, it's a 4K screen, 17.3 inches. What we did was we partnered up with THX. It's actually the world's first mobile certified THX device. So what that means is you get this great screen quality, so designed with a THX color profile, so content that was designed for films and movies and things that support that profile, or as intended as the director is how you can view it on the product now.
Yeah.
Also, on the audio output on the port, worked with THX to make sure it's the cleanest signal possible coming out of there, so as little noise coming into the headset or speakers as possible.
They're very popular, I have to tell you, around our offices, the Razer brand. And a lot of the Razer devices. I was a leading question with the screen because we have a lot of folks as we get into streaming, some of these other gaming experiences. It's one of the devices we use a lot to do that around the office. So Kevin, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
Folks, if you get a chance, take a look at these, get hands-on with them. These are great products for gamers. Razer really does build a first-class device, and now they're delivering a bunch of new innovation that allows you to move in and out between console and PC, which we love. So from E3, this is Peter Arulian. Thanks for watching.